Thank you for listening to Logically Blonde with me, Tess Buckley. In this podcast, I'll be talking to a variety of guests about a wide range of topics and interests, from pets to politics, charities, music and popular culture, to name just a few, in this, my friendly and light-hearted chat show. If you would like to get in touch, please do so. It's logicallyblonde@outlook.com and you can follow my Twitter account, which is @blondelogically.
So today I have got the lovely Jenny Bond with me. Jenny is my Slimming World consultant and I wanted to share her with the world because she's absolutely marvellous and I've invited her on to have a chat about what she does. Hi Jenny!
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks Jen, how are you?
I'm fabulous, I am just getting myself all organised. Tomorrow is Friday, so it's one of my virtual group days. So what happens on a Thursday is lots of lovely people send me some information about the weight they've lost this week, which is really exciting.
Busy day for you, isn't it?
It is a lovely day, though.
For anybody who is in Slimming World or has tried losing weight before or been involved in these groups, if you've not been involved in lockdown, it's quite different, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's something we've had to adjust to. For years and years and years, 50 years now, we have been running our groups where people just come along, they turn up to this lovely, warm, friendly group. Everyone's welcome to come in. Mm-hmm. And then what happened, you know, in March was all of a sudden we had to stop and we had to find a new way of doing everything, just like everybody else in the world has found a new way of doing things. And now we're on lockdown take two. The great thing is, though, what we found is that, you know, first time around in lockdown, a lot of people decided they were going to just pop their weight loss on hold. Mm-hmm. But second time round, what we found is more people have gone, you know what, we've got used to this different way of working. We've got used to the new technology. We've got used to coming along to Zoom meetings and sending our weight along each week. And loads more people this time round are still working really, really hard at their weight loss despite everything. It's just too important to give up on.
It is, definitely. And I mean, you're an expert at Zoom now. You're absolutely marvellous. I sit with envy in our groups because you know exactly what you're doing. I've had to ask you today. We've logged on. I'm going, Jenny, what do? I can't figure this out. For anyone who's not aware, we're recording this on Zoom. We're not in the studio, obviously, because we can't be. We can't get that social distance. So, if you can hear that background noise, I've got the neighbours drilling. I think Jenny's got your cat, haven't you? Snoring.
I've got my cat who sometimes snores. She's an old lady and she does get a bit noisy.
Yeah, it's the cat, it's not my neighbours. Having their bathroom fitted, bless them. For resilience, though, I think one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you as well, you are a Slimming World consultant. I think resilience-wise, the reason you've managed to adapt to this really, really well, becoming in this virtual world and doing your online thing without even batting an eyelid, to be honest, Jen, I think you've handled it really well. Your story about how you became a Slimming World consultant is quite inspiring. So I was hoping that you'd be able to share that with the listeners, if you could.
I would be glad to. And it's a story I've told quite a few times. And I've got to be honest that because it's kind of my life, I forget that it's quite exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. The only reason I know as well, when I was stood before we went into the virtual world, I was stood queuing in group and you've got your board there. And I was sort of waiting because there's a problem with the card machine wasn't working. And I actually had a chance to read about you. And I was like, oh my goodness, this woman's amazing. You really are. Oh,
no, you know what? I am not amazing. I owe so much to, well, how lucky we are in this country to have the most wonderful support system, the most amazing NHS service. So basically what happened was I was a member of Slimming World for like years and years ago when I was 26 and I lost loads of weight and I got all confident and ran away to sea to work on a cruise ship and then I got pregnant. I would never have done it if I'd not lost 4 stone, but anyway I came back because I was pregnant after I'd had my babe and my gorgeous Vinny, lost the weight after, you know, lost the babe weight first time round, and also in that time lost my mum to breast cancer, which a lot of people don't know, and then I got pregnant with my second baby, so a couple of years later. Towards the end of the second pregnancy, I discovered that I had a lump in my breast. So obviously being pregnant, there was nothing they could really do at the time. They couldn't have a mammogram because I was pregnant. He was due at the end of March, so I missed had booked me in for a mammogram the day after my due date, and I missed that because I was having him. So I was at a hospital, just in the wrong place. A week after I'd had him, or a few days after I'd had him, he was born on the Monday. On the Thursday after, I went for my mammogram then, which was hysterical because breast milk had come in, so it was messy.
Oh my goodness, I can't even.
You've got to have a sense of humour, haven't you? So I had my mammogram, and then literally a week after he was born, I got the news that I also had breast cancer. So that was kind of insane.
Oh, bless you, Jan.
Do you know what, though? Women are eminently practical. And my thoughts were, well, do you know what? I'm on maternity leave. I've got the time.
Well, the positivity, honestly, that comes from you is unbelievable. It's all the time. Oh. You're like the, how can I describe it? You're like the Duracell bunny. You're just so excited and so enthusiastic.
I shed a few tears. I got upset. I kind of knew because I found the lump. I sort of knew it was my other half was probably more upset than I am. You know what? I think it's weird because I think when you get these serious illnesses, it's often harder for the carers, for the family, for
the people around the
relatives. Yeah, I mean, I remember my best friend, she came up to visit me. She said, "Oh, why does it always happen to the good people?" I said, "No, it doesn't just happen to the good people. Everyone can get it. It's not, you know, it's completely arbitrary." So anyway, I've had lots of lovely treatment. I got anything they could give me, they gave me. Mm-hmm. So I had a mastectomy, I had chemotherapy, I had radiotherapy, and I had Herceptin, which is this amazing wonder drug.
I had everything then.
Yeah. And it seems to work because like 10 years, 10 years later, I'm still here.
Wow.
And as I was coming towards the end of my treatment, I had this two little boys. I had one who was nearly three and I had one who was 9 months. Because I'm not very bright when it comes to spacing my children. Their birthdays are very, very close together. And then I thought, what am I going to do? And the opportunity came to become a Slimming Well consultant. And I'd always sat in Greek thinking that I could do that.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that I don't believe bad luck or good luck or fate or anything like that. But I just think that sometimes things turn up on your doorstep and you just have to take them. You know, the opportunity is there. So I thought, right, I'll go and do that. So that's why I thought, I've got nothing else to do. I want to work because I didn't want to not work. And I wanted to have a role where I could watch my little boys grow up. Have a role where I could take them to school and back every day, or, you know, be at home when they came home from school and be there to help out with homework and enjoy them, but still have a role where I felt like I was doing some good, making a difference in the world. And that's why I did it.
It's amazing because I think losing weight is difficult. It really is difficult for anybody, and it's a very scary idea to go into a group that you don't know, get on scales in front of a person who you don't know, and then go back the next week and stand on those scales again. And it's really hard. I think anybody who's tried to lose weight and experienced it knows exactly what we're talking about here, don't they?
Oh, do you know what? You've just reminded me as well that like years ago, it was 16, 17 years ago when I first joined Slimming World. Mm. I remember I'd never really heard about it. I think like I was in denial of my weight.
I was the same. I get that.
Still squeezing into my trousers and hoping they'd stay shut. In fact, the reason I joined Slimming World in the first place was I worked in a secondary school.
Right.
And I had crouched down in front of a group of like 11, 12 year olds, year sevens. And as I crouched down, the back of my trousers split.
Oh, no. That's horrendous.
I know. Which involved me then sort of like having a sort of strange wall-hugging sideways walk along the corridors of the school.
Like a crab walking down
the sewing room. Lessons were in progress to beg the sewing teacher if I could hide in her store cupboard and sew my trousers together.
Oh, my God.
It was mortifying at the time, but it is hysterical.
There is a turning point, isn't there, for everybody? I think for me, I dieted off and on for years, but I had a photo. I went, it was my cousin's engagement do, and I was with my beautiful cousins, all very slim, and I felt really good. And then the photos came out, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm huge. I was huge. And it's just a turning point, and you just think, I need to do something. I need to do something now. I started off with like Slimming World, not Slimming World, just like slimming shakes to start off because I felt I need to do something instantly. And I'm not knocking them because they do work for some people, but I needed food. That's when I went to Slimming World.
So, I think you're absolutely right. And that is what Slimming World is great at. Yes. You know, when I first went, I didn't realise how wonderful it was. I also didn't realise I had to go every week at first. I was like, what do you mean I've got to come every week?
What do you mean? Do you have to come and stand on the scale every week? I confess.
I could just rock up, get the books and do it. But I went every week. And what people don't realise before they join, because there's so many myths, there's so many ideas that people have that we're going to tell them that they've got to not have anything they love. They've got to be, they're going to be told exactly what to eat, exactly when to eat it. That's not what we do. You know, Everything about Slimming World is that nothing is banned. You can eat whatever you want. There's, you know, whatever you fancy, we'll find a way that you can still enjoy it in your life. It's just there's some things you're not going to have as much of, because if you want to see a change, you want to.
It's just taking control, isn't it? And I think that's the key thing. You will have seen, and I think you liked it actually, the post that I put on last Sunday. I had the most fabulous hot chocolate covered with cream and all these sweets bought from Miss Marmalade's in Nantwich.
I know!
Which is, they're doing it like a little takeaway service at the moment, because during COVID they've had to adapt. They can't have people go in the restaurant, and they're my favourite restaurant. And the little cafe, I just love them. I love everything about them. I think they're marvellous.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
And I want to support them, but I knew in the back of my mind all week, I've been trying my best to be good all week, and this week being good, because I knew at the weekend I was going to have that blowout, and I'd ordered that hot chocolate. It's just knowing that you stop there, you have your hot chocolate, you have your little moment of, wow, this is amazing, but not letting it turn into the next day, oh, I'll have a biscuit. And then the next day, oh, I'll have a packet of crisps and a biscuit. And then it just rolls into this.
Absolutely. And it's about still enjoying those treats, like a Miss Marmalade's takeaway hot chocolate. By the way, that did look amazing.
It was amazing. Made at home.
Yeah, and we all have our own treats. I mean, I just the other day, I got dead excited because I found a cheese advent calendar.
Oh, wow. Cheese is my problem. But you can still eat cheese. It's just
you
in moderation.
You can still eat cheese. I love cheese. I love all these things.
I think for me, the way you handle people in group is great as well. You've got you come into that group and everyone's so friendly, and you've just got that enthusiasm. You stood at the front and you encourage people. Every week you leave that meeting going, yes, this week I'm going to do it because Jen says I can, you know, and it's so it's lovely. And it's some of the turns of phrases you use. So one that really got me the other week when we could sit in group. So we're all sat socially distancing group with our masks on, because that's something when we're not full lockdown and doing Zoom meetings, we can come to group. You said to, it was, who's been foraging? It's totally me.
I'll tell you something. My youngest son, Denny, if he wants a snack, he asks if he can go for a forage in the kitchen.
Does he really? I just thought it was something you'd come up with off the cuff in that meeting, because it was, that was me. I just had visions of me foraging in the fridge or ferreting around in the cupboards for food. It's true. It's not making light of weight loss, because that's the wrong thing to say, isn't it? Because it is a serious thing. You want to lose weight, but it's just doing it in a light-hearted way that people
can absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Because if you have, it's what we call in Slimming World a light touch.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to sit in a room full of other people moaning.
No. Well, this is it. I mean, I've been to other slimming groups in the past years ago. I've been trying to lose weight since I was 15. I can't ever remember a time when I wasn't dieting. I don't feel like I'm on a diet with Slimming World this time. I sound like I'm advertising it. Well, I am. It's it is really good. But you'd go to certain groups and certain consultants in whatever group it was, and if you've got somebody who you feel like you're getting told off by, or you're not going to go back, are you? You're not going to you've got to have that relationship, I think.
Oh, goodness me. And I think, you know, you'll have heard me and Grape talk about times when I've gone off the rails myself. I'll go, oh, my goodness me, I can't believe how much chocolate I just ate last week. And, you know, next thing, I'll say, I just went a bit crazy and I didn't count my sins. And next thing I knew, I was up to 30 and I was checking back going, how did that happen?
Yeah.
So we're only human.
I think that's the important thing, is just getting that human level of everybody's going through the same thing. I made a comment a few weeks ago in group, because we were going around and somebody was saying, oh yeah, I had a gin, and I'm like, yeah, my downfall's wine, and someone going, oh, I've had a whiskey. You're just like, I said, is this Alcoholics Anonymous?
But, you know, it's true. But I will say, though, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous are an amazing, amazing organisation. The difference between them and Slimming World, though, is that people at Alcoholics Anonymous are trying not to drink, whereas we're trying to have it and lose weight.
Yes. Moderation for us.
Moderation.
It's not banning, it's moderation.
Yeah, well, moderation in some things, but other things we want you to have tons and tons of. Like, one of the things that Slimming World is amazing with is our free food. So the great thing about it is that there's all these foods that are incredibly good for you. Fruits, vegetables, pasta and rice, meat, poultry, fish, all this stuff that's incredibly, even baked beans. Oh, yeah. We want everyone to have loads of those. And you know,
I listen to on the next day, if that's the case. We're having loads of baked beans. We don't want to be near you.
But you know, as a Slimming World consultant, I really like what's going on in the media generally with regards to weight loss and diet, because people come into group and say, Jenny, tell me about this. Tell me about red meat. Tell me about where do you stand on drinking water and all these sorts of things. And well, I don't normally eat breakfast and you'll tell me I've got to, won't you? No, I won't. So I do keep abreast of things. And one thing that everyone agrees with across the whole of the sort of diet and weight loss industries and research is that eating foods like fruits and vegetables is incredibly good for you, and we do that so well. There's lots of freedom in it, but I've just gone off on the tangent there, and it's because I've been listening to a book and I got excited. Sorry, carry on.
No, but that's it, and this is exactly why I wanted to invite you on. It is your enthusiasm in every single element of your life. I mean, going back to your very personal story, which was really good of you to share with us, and why you got involved with Slimming World, and you went through this awful time, and you just took any positives out of it that you could, and just bounced back into it. Oh, didn't you? It's amazing.
Do you know what? Even when I was having my treatment, I still went to group. I lost my baby weight.
Did you?
Yeah, second baby, the baby weight because honestly, on the Thursday I'd had my on the Thursday the day I had my mammogram, I was actually in group that morning. I lost all the baby weight from the second baby in 8 weeks.
That's incredible, especially going through everything you were going through. It's no wonder you decided, you know what, I'm gonna share this with the world, because it's inspirational.
But I think the inspiration for me now, because you know, you get to the point where you've, like you say, when you've been trying to lose weight for such a long time, we both understand that experience. And it frustrates me when people say that, you know, diets don't work. Well, actually, I know Slimming World works. It's been my constant companion for 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have moments when I throw my toys out the pram and go, but ultimately, never put all that weight back on again. I still have my moments like every other person where I battle. And I think battle's the wrong word, actually. It's probably more of like a sort of teenager rebellion moment than a battle.
Yeah. I understand. I can.
Yeah. I think everyone that's ever tried to lose weight will be understanding that right now. Yeah, I get that the same as everyone else. But what I find dead inspiring now is my members. And I think at the moment, especially the situation we're in, we're dealing with a crazy pandemic. We also know that one of the major risk factors with COVID is people being overweight or obese.
Yes.
The last lockdown, we know that a lot of people started having more sweet things. Started drinking more, I think.
Not moving as much,
absolutely.
Elements to it. I mean, I personally, the first part of lockdown, when we were locked down, they said, oh, it's going to be 6 weeks or whatever it was originally. I coached a lot better. I didn't put weight on. I didn't drink every night. Like you saw a lot of people on Facebook going, oh, it's another Friday. It's Wednesday, but it's Friday, really. We're drinking. I'm on furlough. My trouble, and I'm back above, I'm still just sat above target weight at the moment, and that has come for me, I think, because I'm still not into a routine, and I just can't seem to break that that cycle. But at the same time, I've not ballooned back up to being, you know, 2 stone, nearly 3 stone heavier than as I was, you know.
Do you know what, you are bang on the money there, and that is something to be hugely, hugely proud of. Yeah, it would be really easy to beat yourself up and say, oh, I've not got a handle on this. Well, hang on. No one's got a handle on this at the moment.
No, nobody. Especially not the government.
Exactly. Well, the thing is as well, with the situation right now, a lot of the things that are affecting our food choices are things that also affect our mental health too. So,
yes. You
know, it's that, you know, if we're not getting out as much to do as much exercise because we're perhaps just not even walking to work of a morning, or taking the bikes out, you know, if we're not, the weather's not as great, if we're just feeling bored, we can't do anything. There's nothing to look, you know, not nothing to look forward to, but it feels like there's nothing to look forward to. It's hard to find that.
Like Groundhog Day, isn't it? But not this again.
That's very frustrating. And I just think you need to keep plodding along. But there was a lady who's just joined your group last weekend, and she decided to join in the virtual world, didn't she? Because yes. She was a bit afraid of coming into group. And I thought, oh, what a wonderful, you know, that's a different side of it, because you'd expect no one would join in the virtual world. But in fact, easier for some people, isn't it?
Yeah, because she was like, that whole thing about you were saying about facing the scales being weighed by someone, that was something that was to stop her from starting. But, you know, she started brilliantly. She lost 4.5 pounds in her first week. I can't wait to find out what she's done for tomorrow.
And eventually, you know, she's so positive, isn't she? Really wonderful.
She is. She's super positive. And we like that. But that being said, we like people who are also finding things difficult, because we know that we can help them find that positivity too. And that comes back down to that mental health thing as well, doesn't it?
Definitely helps. And I think for me, first lockdown as well, just getting up on the Saturday morning, I tend to my weight on a, well, first yeah. I wasn't in my weight. I was saying, I'm still in my skinny jeans, Jen. And I was, I got some scales. I was still on target. It just slipped afterwards. But it was nice to see people who you knew from group, and also just to hear their stories. Everyone's struggling the same thing. It really helps your mental health coming to group as well. It's nice to have a chat.
It does. I mean, I think a lot of things that Slimming World are very, very keen on are things that are great for our mental health. So just eating good food makes you feel better. Let's start that from that straight away. Because, you know, your body, your gut are connected. We also, and losing weight means that in the current situation, because people who are overweight or obese are more likely to suffer effects of COVID, we know that doing something about it makes you feel better, to know that you're actually giving yourself a better situation. We encourage you to get out there and use the beautiful sunshine that's streaming through my window right now and get active without it costing a fortune. But most importantly, the group support, like you say, seeing other people, getting a routine, being with those same people week in, week out, whether it's in the real world or virtually, it just lifts your spirits.
And it's a part of your life that you can take control over, I think, at the moment, is your eating habits and your daily exercise. And then having that little bit of a routine of weighing every week and speaking to people, you know, at the same time every week, it does give that bit of structure in a world that's so chaotic. And I think for me personally, like I said, I'm so much more healthy. I still have aches and pains. I feel like I'm an 80-year-old some days, and I'm 37. But definitely for losing the weight, my knees don't hurt all the time. My ankles don't hurt all the time. And that's something that you just take control of it. And I think that's something that we all need at the moment in these confusing times. So if somebody is listening at home and they've been inspired by your story, Jen, your wonderful personal story you've shared with us, and listening to your enthusiasm in this interview, you can hear it though. You're just one of those people who's, you're just so positive. It's great. You just feel happy after having a chat to you, you know.
But I feel the same about you and all my own members though.
It sort of breathes, doesn't it? You're talking to each other, you can hear the group, even those people who come and go, oh, I've had a really bad week. By the end of it, they're like, yes, I'm going to do this week. You know, they're really enthusiastic and got the motivation. How do people get in touch with you as a Slimming World consultant or others? Because there are other Slimming World consultants as well, because you're based in Nantwich, aren't you?
I am. So normally to get in contact with your local Slimming World consultant, and I'm really aware that you're based in Nantwich area, but this could be listened to anyone in the world, couldn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So if you go to our website, which is slimmingworld.co.uk, then you can search for groups. Now that will contact with all the people running groups, whether it be virtual, as we are in England. Some areas of the country are also still running groups where you can actually physically go in there and get weighed. It's very exciting.
Not in lockdown.
Wales, bits of Scotland, I think, are still there. So go online, pop your postcode in, find your nearest group in real life groups too when we come back into them. And it's dead important to find a group that in reality you're going to get to as a real life member. Yes. Not just a virtual member. There's no point joining a group on the other side of the country if you're never going to travel over there.
This is true. As much as Jenny is amazing, but if you live in London, you're not going to be driving up here every weekend to step on the scales. So
you can do, but I question your sanity.
Yes. Yeah.
So go to our website first and foremost. It's a great way to find it, and there is just big world support out there. There absolutely is. And if you know that, and I'll also say as well, if Slimming World groups in real life aren't right for you, we do have our online membership as well, because that's right for some people. And we don't want to turn anybody away. We've got to find the correct solution for everybody.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, it's just knowing about Slimming World. Just to explain again, I'm really greedy. I really am a greedy person. Free food is the best thing. It's not free as in free from the supermarket.
Yeah, don't go shoplifting on my back, you know.
But there's stuff like, if I wanted to eat a bucket of pasta, I can eat a bucket of pasta. I've never done it, because that's the thing. These free foods are those that fill you up. Yeah, without having to then go and get a biscuit out of the cupboard or
To suit your appetite. That's what we say. Fill yourself up with free foods first and foremost, and that's the safest thing to do. And anyone can do that. It's so easy. It's easy peasy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And like I said, that's why I wanted to get you on, Jen. You're such an inspiration. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And if people want to get in contact with yourself, what's the best way to do that?
You can just phone me. I'll give you my number. It's free for the whole world to find. It's 07967 82 8822. That's the easiest way of getting hold of me.
You can, and you know what? Even if people aren't joining Slimming World, because they've heard how lovely and wonderful you are, they're probably just going to ring up for a chat.
Please do. I'm available to talk about any subject. Anytime.
Oh, thank you so much for your time today, Jen. You've been absolutely amazing. It's been great to have you. I will see you very soon in group in the next couple of days, actually.
Oh, fingers crossed for the scales. And thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been a real blast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Logically Blonde with me, Tess Buckley. In this podcast, I'll be talking to a variety of guests about a wide range of topics and interests, from pets to politics, charities, music and popular culture, to name just a few, in this, my friendly and light-hearted chat show. If you would like to get in touch, please do so. It's logicallyblonde@outlook.com, and you can follow my Twitter account, which is @blondelogically.